met when I was 17. He was like the, as he would say, the hottie guy in college, and he just wasn't my type, and we just ended up being completely platonic friends. We were best friends until we were 21. We were each other's confidant, really, but we had boyfriends and girlfriends and we never considered anything more than that. I think I was at a barbecue with his family or something, and we were both single, and I remember just looking at him going, oh, he's really attractive. I never saw him like that. And we didn't even get together then, but I remember going, oh, he's a really nice looking guy, he's grown up. He'd gone from this like skinny little guy, and he was just like dead young, and he was 16, and now he was a lot older and he was a man, and I thought, oh, he's really cute. I decided that I'd kind of had enough of life over here and I wanted to move to New York, so I got a one-way ticket and flew to New York, and then just as I was leaving, he did this big proposal, and he was like, I just want us to be together forever, and I was like, I want to go and live in New York. I remember just thinking, oh, great timing. Like, I'm going to live in New York and you're saying let's be together now. I actually said yeah, and then I changed my mind. My tickets were booked, everything was sorted, and I was so excited about that that I don't think anything could have got in the way, because I remember thinking, if I stay and we stay together now, I'll always think what if. I took him the next day to I took him to an absolutely awful place, and I took him then and went, you know, like I said, I'd stay. I was a little bit drunk, and you know what, I can't pass it up. And he was just like, I'll always be there and I'll always support you, but I understand it's such a big opportunity where you want to go. And then, thankfully, I went. Life would just kind of rush by in New York, and I would speak to him maybe every 2 months. He was back over here, he was doing a bit of filming, so he was kind of submersed in what he was doing, and then it's only when he flew out like 10 months after I'd been there that he was like, I just can't stop thinking about you, and I'm exactly the same place as when you left, and it hasn't changed. And plus he was like, it's just such a good like thing, like, A, I'm in love with you, and you live in New York, this is an absolute awesome opportunity, like, let's do it. And I said, right, well, let's see how I feel when we come home. I think it was 40 days until I came home, and I sent him a love letter every single day for 40 days. So I would post it from my work, and every day he would receive a letter saying the things that I loved about him, because he'd spent so long saying how much he loved me that I felt like I needed to kind of say how much I loved him too. So when I landed on the 40th letter, so the morning he got it, I came in the afternoon. And we've been married for like a year and a half, and we have a 5-year-old son together, and yeah, it all worked out, didn't it?